You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. I'm telling you right now, we are here Monday through Friday, 2 to 5 p.m., rocking North Alabama with the best in talk radio. This, by the way, this is the biggest show across the afternoons in North Alabama, and that is because of this audience. And I can't tell you what an honor it is to have this platform to be with you daily. And Miss Copper is running the board. Miss Copper, good day to you.
Good day. The weather is beautiful. Happy fall.
It is beautiful. I mean, I've actually got the windows open in my office right now, so if you hear the sound of, you know, lawnmowers on the golf course or something out behind me, just know that it's because it's fall and the temperatures are great. I'm telling you. And, hey, 3 p.m. today, you've got Copper's Corner.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Thanks.
And then at 4 p.m., by the way, guys, we have the Grand Council with Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson chiming in. You know how we do it. We go back and forth and work on issues of the day. And I got to tell you right now, my triple dipper, you're gonna love this triple dipper. That's what I'm calling it from now on. Three stories you've got to know. So right now, number one, triple dipper, Biden believes that Afghanistan is behind us. I will unpack that one for you. Number two on the triple dipper, government-run healthcare, well, it's already here, and it's even here in Alabama. Tell you about that more. And then number three, the other story you got to know, is that when you push back on liberalism, it actually can work. So you just stay tuned, because we got the triple dipper, and it's going to be unpacking those three storylines that you're going to want to grab hold of and know how to walk out the door and tell your liberal friends about. But before I do that, let me just go into this. I mean, by way of an analogy, as I get into my point for the right side way, I gotta tell you about my dog. Well, I mean, he was my dog. We lost him a few years ago, and he was like our third child. Just a big old black Doberman Pinscher. Loved that dog. He was huge, by the way. The average size for the breed is 60 to 70 pounds. My dog, his name was Ranger, he weighed in at 120 pounds. I mean, it was like having a horse in the house, because he was an inside dog, and he was just, like I said, he was our four-legged child. And he could look fearsome too, man. That dog, I tell you what, I've seen the pizza man jump off the porch when Ranger came to the door. But Charlene, well, I like to say she could turn him into a 120-pound lap dog. I'm just saying. She could look at him, and there he was, big old black Doberman with scary teeth, standing almost waist-high at the shoulder, and Charlene could just look at him and say, "Who's pretty?" And he would just wag that stubby tail and get all beside himself. He was a good dog, and he was smart. I mean, you could speak to him like almost in a conversational tone. I mean, I'd be sitting there on the couch, and I'd look at him and go, "Well, I feel like going downstairs. You want to go?" And he'd get up and meet me at the stairs. And I could look at him and say, "Well, where's your Chewy? You going to bring it with you?" And he'd go back and hunt around and find his Chewy and bring it with him. I'm just telling you, and he could smile. Don't tell me dogs can't smile, because I would come home, and he would greet me every day, and his lips would curl back, and he'd just smile because Dad was home. I miss my dog. But he could be mischievous, too. He was a prankster. I mean, he loved to knock a book or a newspaper out of your hands if you were reading it, because he felt like there was something in between you and him. And he would go get a sock sometimes, or something else he knew he's not supposed to get hold of, and he would just come and stand there and stare at you with it in his mouth to see what you would do. But sometimes he would step across the line. And he was smart, so smart. And he knew when he had gone too far, because he would stop making eye contact. I mean, I'd look at him and say, "Ranger, what'd you do?" And he would be looking around the room as if he's trying to figure out who you're talking to. Well, there's only one dog named Ranger in the house, and he's looking away. And I say, "Ranger, look at me." And I reach down and grab his face and kind of turn him to me. And while I'm turning him to me, his eyes are rolling around, looking at the rest of the room, trying not to make eye contact. "Nothing to see here. Don't make eye contact. It'll be all right." I miss my dog. But I tell you that story because it leads to my topic today. I talked a lot about smoke screens yesterday. I talked about, you know, popping smoke to cover your tracks, which is exactly what the Biden administration has been trying to do, and doing it very badly, by the way. But the other thing that I've noticed from this administration, aside from trying to put up smoke screens and change the subject, is a complete and a willful attempt to pretend, literally pretend, that if they don't talk about something, it's just going to go away. Like if they don't make eye contact, like my dog did, that we'll just not realize the topic still exists. Well, it's rubbish. It only happens that way if we let it. I mean, think about it. Afghanistan, what a complete debacle. Lives have been lost. Americans were abandoned. You know, no worries here. We'll launch a drone strike on ISIS-K. And that went very badly. Well, when, I ask you this, when was the last time the president actually addressed it? He hasn't. He's not making eye contact. He doesn't want you to remember. What about COVID? Okay, we're going to mandate vaccines. We're going to roll out boosters because everybody needs boosters. And that all went really badly. You've got lawsuits that are now being threatened, like I said yesterday. You've got states that are pushing back. You've got things happening like the limitations on monoclonal antibodies getting out to the states. So right after we got scolded by the president and were told that his patience was wearing thin, what has he actually said since then? Nothing. He went dark on it. Don't make eye contact. Nothing to see here. What about huge spending deficits? You know, we're going to build back better. You got two bills right now, both of them in the trillions. Oh, wow, it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be great. Well, it's not going wonderful. And right now, Democrats are fighting amongst themselves. And if we're lucky, this plan of his is going to fall apart. In the next few days, it's going to fall apart. And we're going to see, hopefully, the Biden administration's domestic agenda go away because we can't afford it. But are you hearing anything out of him on this? No. Nada from the POTUS. What about earlier this week, he went to the UN and he gave a speech and he promised to care for human rights and be a globalist and love everybody and freedom. And you know, he did not mention China one time? Not once. He did not mention illegal immigration on our southern border. Not once. He did not even mention the Taliban. Not once. Just don't make eye contact. You know, don't talk about it. Pretend it's not there. What about foreign policy? Well, his foreign policy was supposed to be like his strong suit, right? He came into office with years of experience in foreign policy. Well, he's set up meetings. He's had international alliances, which have all been hurting right now because our international allies don't trust us by the way we treated them and by the way we acted with regards to Afghanistan. France is totally ticked off. Who has ever heard of one of our European allies withdrawing their ambassador from the United States? And yet, not a peep, not a word, nothing. Human rights, dignity, liberties. But has he said a word about Australia? No, not a peep, as the most totalitarian existence in the Western Hemisphere is being created, creating unbelievable hardship on the citizens of what has long been a freedom-loving ally and the Southern Hemisphere below us, Australia, and yet not a word. Well, lastly, what about the media? Well, they usually give him cover, don't they? I mean, let's make sure we get those talking points out, like I said yesterday. But yet the White House press corps is at their wits' end because even with them, he will not say a word. And they are frustrated beyond anyone's recent memory about the fact that they can't even, them as the media, his allies, the ones who helped put him in office, cannot even get him to answer a question. You know, don't talk about it. Just pretend it's not there. Move along here. Nothing to see. So yeah, when my dog avoided eye contact, it was cute. And when there's lives and limbs and property on the line, though, and when it all comes back to one administration, well, you can't just sit idly by and pretend. Mr. President, you have to own it. It's called leadership. And I know that the President of the United States, Joe Biden, has not held a proper job in his entire adult life. He's never had to lead anything, truly anything, or anybody, and it shows. I mean, right now, I think POTUS needs a life coach. But right now, we can see it. And you can't just say, nothing to see here, move along. Because you own all this, Mr. President. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. All right, folks, we got a whole lot of stuff on the plate, I'm telling you. I'm fired up. I got stacks of paper like you wouldn't believe. The triple dipper, we're going to get into that. And the first one, we're out the gate. We're going to talk about the fact that Biden just seems to believe that Afghanistan's behind us. Not on my watch. Not on my watch. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. We will be right back.